From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Columbia Green Media reports that the Ichabod Crane Board of Education put District Superintendent Michael Vanu on a voluntary unpaid leave of absence April 9th after he was charged last weekend with driving while intoxicated, leaving the scene of a property damage auto accident in Saratoga County. The board unanimously passed the resolution after spending more than an hour in executive session. The board made Suzanne Guntlow acting superintendent. She has been the district's assistant superintendent since March 5th. Previously, Guntlow was principal of the district's elementary school and an administrator. Vanu will have to face the charges in Wilton Town Court at a later date. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Mid-Hudson News reports the Greene County Grand Jury this weekend indicted a former prisoner at Greene Correctional Facility in Coxsackie for murder in connection with the strangulation death of his cellmate. Anthony Paradise has been transferred to the Upstate Correctional Facility in Malone after allegedly killing Demas Tanner last November. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that Conservative Party candidate Terry Sheehan has removed his name from the election for Dutchess County Executive. Incumbent Republican Mark Molinaro will now face only Democrat Joseph Ruggiero. County Republican Chairman David McCormick said he spent the past 2 weeks talking with Senate Conservative Party leadership and representatives from the campaigns of Sheehan and Molinaro. McCormick said, and I quote, "The simple conclusion is that Mark Molinaro is certainly the best choice for county executive and deserves the full support of the Conservative and Republican parties," end quote. Ruggiero is the former executive director of the New York State Bridge Authority, and Molinaro ran unsuccessfully for governor last year. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. The New York State Senate voted April 9th to require industrial development agencies around the state to live stream their open meetings and public hearings, and I quote, "to the extent practicable," end quote, beginning January 1st. The bill also requires each industrial development agency to post recordings of those meetings for at least 5 years. Locally, only a few municipalities such as Catskill, Skodak, and the Albany County Legislature provide live web streams of their meetings, even though the technology makes it easy and inexpensive to create internet access to local meetings. The Catskill Town Board, for instance, does not pay anything to live stream its meetings, partnering with WGXC. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado also streams his town meetings through Facebook Live at no cost. The bill now moves to the State Assembly. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that the Albany County Civil Service Department sent a letter to the Knox supervisor March 15th saying that two of the three Knox transfer station workers who were fired in a split vote by the town board on New Year's Day were terminated in violation of the state's civil service law. Richard Dexter, Joseph Adrians, and Mark Young were fired, and new workers were hired January 1st, in a 3-2 vote with Supervisor Vasilios Lefkadonis and Carl Pritchard and Kenneth Saddlemeyer, all Republicans, voting for the change, and Democrats Dennis Barber and Earl Barcombe voting against. No reason for the firing was given, though Lefkadonis said there were complaints about one of the three fired employees. But John Marsolius, the Albany County Civil Service Department's director, said in a letter that Section 75 says employees in the civil service system with 5 or more years on the job are protected from dismissal or disciplinary action before undergoing the proper procedures. Adrians worked for Knox in southern Albany County for 5.5 years at the transfer station, and Dexter worked there for 16 years. Young, the other fired employee, only worked for the town for 3 years, so is not protected under the law. The Enterprise had earlier reported the possibility the firing violated civil service law, and at that time, Lefkadonis said, and I quote, "That's up to a judge to adjudicate, not us," end quote. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.